the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I love good music. I love music by John Sink. I love music with a beat. I'm not square, but there's a special beat in rock.
Le echemos abajo la estación de tren, un montón de chivolos de 60, así que están como que un montón de represión, que ven que algo está cambiando en el mundo y me escuchan, puta, estos jóvenes son de Lima y quieren que destruyamos todo. Qué paja, ¿no? O sea, de haber sido emocionante.
Welcome once again, fans of great 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray, your host of your weekly hour of great 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. That's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced here at Free FM. Check us out, freefm.org.nz. So this is episode 238 of Retrospect. We've got a bunch of amazing 60s obscurities for you, but it all got underway with a band formed in 1964 in Lima, Peru, recognized as global pioneers in punk rock, very much a surf-influenced garage rock sound, often considered the first South American band to record exclusively their own material. They are Los Psychos, released six singles between 1965 and 1966. We had perhaps the best known of those, Demolición, an anthem in Peruvian rock music. And if you're at all interested in South American 60s music, then check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. There is a post up there, a video called Was Punk Born in Peru? It's a documentary, not a long one, very, very interesting, and very interesting certainly if you're at all interested in the sound of the amazing Los Psychos. Well, we kicked off the episode with some amazing global proto-punk from Los Psychos. More great global garage coming up in the show, but for now, here's one from a bedrock of 60s garage rock, Texas Legends 13th Floor Elevators. Here's a demo of one of their best known tracks, 13th Floor Elevators. This is Fire Engine. Psychedelia.
Went to work this morning, about 2 hours late. I don't know how this happened. You know, it's just my fate. Now my boss, he's mad about this whole situation. Best, be just like all the rest, but here I am.
With RetroSpec 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 238. The set kicked off with the 13-4 Elevators, a demo version of their great track Fire Engine. Then the Shadows of Night off their 1966 LP called Gloria, track called It Always Happens That Way. And then we had a B-side from The Litter. The A-side of that 45 was I'm a Man. We took the B-side, their great interpretation of the song Hey Joe. The single released at the time of their album, their debut, called Distortions, although the B-side Hey Joe did not appear on that LP. So the 13th Floor Elevators, The Shadows of Night and The Litter, there's your three relatively well-known garage rock bands. Things are going to change a little straight after this. Yeah! RetroSpec 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetroSpec Garage Punk Radio.
It's mellow. It's raucous. It's tender. It's raw.
Well, we love checking out 60s garage rock obscurities. Got a set for you now. Kicking off with a track called Don't Go Angela. It's the A-side of a 45 on Dynamo Records. Obscure band, they're called the 5 O'Clock News.
Love Sound of Box, guitars, amps, and continental organ.
Till I find you now. music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. A set of 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk, freak beat, obscurities. 5 o'clock news getting the set underway with their single off Dynamo Records called Don't Go Angela. Then we had another obscurity, somewhat of a mystery. They're from Springfield, New Jersey. The band's called The Abstract Sound, although early on that was misprinted as The Abstract Sound. We took a 1967 A-side called I'm Trying. In fact, this was released twice in 1967, once on Grey Sounds and once on Sound of Soul. Great track. Heavily based on Green Onions, of course, The Abstract Sound with I'm Trying. And then a 45 released September 1966 on Trident Records. The band's called The Fortune Seekers. The name of the track, Why I Cry, that's off a comp called Teenage Shutdown, Teen Jangler Blowout. So the 5 o'clock news, Abstract Sound and The Fortune Seekers. Great set here on Retrospect. Well, I promised global garage rock. That's what I'll deliver. We've got a bunch of new stuff to Retrospect to play tonight. Let's get it underway with a band formed in 1962 in Guadalajara, Mexico. They are called Los Freddy's, became one of the most popular Mexican ensembles in the 1960s, also in the 70s. They started out playing covers of popular English language songs by bands like The Beatles, also Sam the Sham, translated into Spanish, also did a lot of romantic ballads. But let's check them out. Picture of these guys and some information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Here we go with Los Freddy's, Me Tienes a Mí, cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me.
Me conseguiste ya, lo haces que por ti yo me sienta mal. Oh, sí, me conseguiste, me tienes por ti casi loco, me tienes a mí, me tienes a mí, me tienes a mí. Sí, me conseguiste. porque yo me sienta mal. Oh, sí, así me conseguiste. Me tienes por ti casi loco. Me tienes a mí, me tienes a mí, me tienes a mí. Oh, no.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
En cambio, yo te quiero de verdad. Te aseguro, nunca te arrepentirás. Dime que sí. En él. Solo busca diversión en ti. Mira que mi amor puede pasar y no lo quieres aprovechar. Algún día no lejano despertarás y llorarás.
Four tracks there in this week's Global Garage set. Top of the set, Los Freddys, formed 1962, five high school friends from San Andre in Guadalajara, formed as the Freddy Boys, became Los Freddys, one of the most popular bands out of Mexico. Information about each of these bands up on our Facebook page right now. The next one was Mi Nakao, Japanese actress and singer. She starred in a hit 1963 movie called Hi Hi Sanin Musumi, or Yes Yes, The Three Girls. So primarily an actress, but also released some music. We took one off Victor label, released May 1968. An example of Keio Kyoku music. Keio Kyoku really translates as pop tune. Japanese pop music became the base of modern J-pop music. So Mi Nakao, the song was called Sharok Number 1. Then we had Los Holly Boys. This is another absolute obscurity. They're from El Salvador, of all places. The track's called Porque Mujeres. It's a cover of The Standells, Why Did You Hurt Me, from 1966. And then finally in the set, off a comp called Java Java, Indonesia Screaming Fuzz, Garage Stomp, Indo Rock, Beat Surf, Volume 2. In fact, it's the opening track on that comp. The guy's name is Adnan Othman, driving force in the Malaysian rock scene, groundbreaking in the 1960s, music style known as Pop Yeah Yeah, essentially rock and roll sung in Malay, produced psychedelic rock well into the 1970s. He had 8 EPs between 1968 and 1971. So we had Adnan Othman, a track called Revolucy. More information and a picture of him up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Hey gang, you want to hear some underground music?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, let's get back into the great garage rock obscurities. Here's a band out of Houston called The Sands. Recorded just 145 at Huey Moe's Pasadena Studio. That was October 1966. The A-side was called Can't Find a Way, but the B-side's more interesting. It's called Open Your Eyes. It, in fact, is pretty much a rewrite of Pushing Too Hard. Let's check it out. This is The Sands with Open Your Eyes.
Open your eyes, you can't see. Open your eyes and look at me. Open your eyes and look behind. Open your eyes.
Adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mm-hmm.
Texas band The Sands top of that set with their reinterpretation of Pushin' Too Hard called Open Your Eyes. Then another obscurity, 1966-45 on Dynamic Sound. The band's called The Aggregation, the name of the track You Lied to Me. Found that one on Volume 2 of the Quagmire compilation. Finally in the set, and video of this up on our Facebook page, the band's called Jams, the track Speak to the Devil. That one's on the Work It On Out Northwest Killers compilation, Volume 3 of that, 1965-1966 on Norton Records. So Jams with Speak of the Devil.
Retrospect.
Well, I've had a great time bringing you the set of great obscure 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk, freak beat, little tinge of psychedelia. So we've had Los Psychos top of the set. We've had Global Garage from Los Freddy's, Mina Cow, Los Holly Boys, and Adnan Othman. Bunch of obscurities as well. And boy, so much more stuff to bring you. So I hope you will check out future episodes of Retrospect. Remember, we have back episodes up on iTunes in the iTunes store, and you can subscribe to us there. You can check us out a bunch of other places, whatever suits you. TuneIn.com, TuneIn app, Podbean, Pod Directory, or at accessradio.org. Well, we've got time for one more. Here's a 1967 single on Piccadilly Records. Found it on a comp called Pop Fiction Volume 1. It's the B-side of the 45 called Hey Girl. This is American band The Bumps. Seeing out Retrospect episode 238.
Hey girl!
Hey girl!
Hey girl!
Hey girl!
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.